السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers. I have mentioned many, many times that these majalis, these gatherings, are not just for an increase in our knowledge. We have so many means of knowledge at present. People are learning from the kitabs, they're learning from the internet, they're learning from the radio stations, they're learning from so many different sources. There is an explosion of knowledge. But what changes does this knowledge bring into our lives? Why are changes not coming in our lives? The Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, when they heard an ayat of the Quran Sharif, when they listened to some ayat that was revealed, immediately they made amal on that ayat. Sometimes they went away for a few days and then they came back, and upon inquiry they informed that they had gone far away to make amal on that ayat. It was their jazba to make amal. Knowledge without amal is also beneficial to some extent, that the person someday or the other, at least if he has heard something, then he will make some amal, or it will give him the tawfiq of tawbah, or at least he will understand what is haq and what is batil, what is right and what is wrong, what is jaiz, what is najaiz, what is halal, what is haram. So even if he is indulging in some haram, then his conscience will worry him to some extent that what you are doing is wrong. But if he does not have the knowledge, then he will make amal without understanding or without realizing that he is doing wrong. He will continue in that direction sometimes without realizing that he is indulging in haram. Even in tasawwuf, the most important thing is knowledge. Without knowledge, even the tasawwuf is not recognized. If the person doesn't have the knowledge of the Quran and Sunnah, then his tasawwuf also, he can be misled and misdirected and misguided. Some people did certain amals very sincerely, but because they were ignorant, so it did not benefit them. In fact, there are incidents which may sound very stupid, but that is haqiqat. There were two brothers, as mentioned in the kitabs, that these two brothers, one was a jahil, completely ignorant, but he was very keen on awrad and wazaif, that's all. Just keeps reading tasbih and wazifas. And he extended this wazifa so much that he left town and he went away into the jungles and onto the mountain top somewhere. And he started engaging himself in just ibadat, but without knowledge. So his brother, who was an alim, the brother who took the line of ilm, who took the line of knowledge, so he used to tell him that seek knowledge. After that you can do ibadat, make extra wazifas, but first learn. Learn what is halal, haram. Learn what is farz, wajib, sunnat. So this brother used to make a mockery. He used to say, you only going to learn, 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 but I am making amal. After some time this brother went to visit his brother. He heard that this brother is in the jungle somewhere, is engaged all the time in ibadat, zikr. So when he went there, he found this brother making namaz. But when he came close to him, he started getting a terrible smell and stench. The stench and smell of stool. So he said that, what is this smell that I am getting? He said, don't worry. When this brother finishes salat, he said, don't worry. This smell that you are getting, it's coming from me. So he said, why is it coming from you? And he said, what is this in your nose I see? So in his nose he had two matchsticks with cotton wool in the front of that matchstick, or he had what we term as a earbud or something of that kind. But he took it and he immersed it in stool, and then he put one in each nostril. And he was making his salat like that. So when he asked him, he said, how can you be making salat like this, and what is this stupid thing that you are doing? He said, no, some very fragrant breeze blew in these jungles, and my nafs enjoyed the fragrant smell of the beautiful flowers that may have been around. So just to punish my nafs, this is what I am doing. Why did it enjoy the fragrant smell of those flowers? La hawla wa la quwwata. Now you can see ignorance. He said, bhai, all the salat that you made in this condition, go and repeat all those salat and come with me once again and start learning. So you can see, if the person is a jahil, then he will go into an extreme and he will not even realize. We may not see these type of things here in South Africa very much, but go to India, go to Pakistan, go to certain other places like that, and you will find so many of them who are completely jahil, and they are indulging in the worst of actions, and the people think that these people are great walis of Allah Ta'ala. If the person takes off his clothes and walks naked, then they start worshipping that person. This must be some great waliullah. The most stupid his performance, the greater the wali he is of Allah Ta'ala. So that is because of ignorance. So even in tasawwuf there is a need for ilm. Without ilm, that tasawwuf is not authentic. So these people like Hazrat Zunnun Misri Rahmatullah Alayhi and others, they were great walis of Allah Ta'ala with both ilm and amal. So in their nasihats also there is great wisdom, and it has great effect on the hearts of those who really want to make islah of the nafs. Because that was their area of expertise. They were experts in that field. Like how we have specialists in the field of heart surgery, in the field of eye operations, and so many other parts of the body people specialize. Like that, these people, they specialize in this field. And they can catch the trappings of nafs. They trap the trappings of nafs. That is what they do. Their gazes are far. They don't just look on the surface. There are many things that we may not even understand to be pride. You don't recognize it to be pride or arrogance or envy or jealousy or malice. But just from our walk and from our talk and from our actions, they will say that you have got this sickness or you've got that illness. The major cause of our problems today is pride. So who is going to recognize that? Like there are other sicknesses also of the heart. So these Ahlullah, this is what they specialized in. Now we are not of that caliber or that category. But when we read of their sayings, then it helps us also make our islah. So these majalis, it is not just for an increase in our knowledge. For that you have many other gatherings. This is to introspect, to x-ray our hearts. How far have we progressed after all the years of listening? How much of amal have we made? Is there any progress or is it retrogress? Because sometimes a person is sliding, is going downwards, and he thinks that he is going upwards. He thinks that he is progressing, but in the meantime he is retrogressing. It is just a blowing up of that body. Now the person just looks at the blowing up of the body and he believes that it's good health that's coming his way. In the meantime, it is sickness. Water is filling up. His leg is becoming bigger and bigger. So now if he looks at that and he says, this is great progress that my leg has made. But in the meantime, it's cellulitis. Water is filling up in his lungs. So now that we won't say is health. Yes, the person was jogging, running, skipping, eating good food, healthy food, and building up his body. If his body is now built up, we will say that's health. So Hazrat Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullah Alayh, he gave some nasihats, which I came across, and this is the truth, just a few minutes ago. But I find that this will be far more beneficial than what I was going to read, or what I had intended to read from some ashar. Hazrat Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullah Alayh نے اپنے لوگوں کی تحذیر جن چیزوں سے فرمائی تھی آج اہل طریق ان میں سے ایک ایک میں مبتلا ہے. Those things from which Hazrat Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullah Alayh had warned his murids. Hazrat Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullah Alayh, he had given warning to his murids that stay far away from these qualities, stay far away from these type of traits, stay far away from these type of actions and amal. At present, it seems as if all of those things are within us. Yusuf ibn Hussein ne kaha ki main ek martaba Hazrat Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullah Alayh ki khidmat mein hazir hua. Mujhse farmaya, beta apna hal Allah ke saath durust kar lo. Phir tumko koi cheez udhar se na hata sakegi. اور مخلوق تمہارے بارے میں جو کچھ کہے اس میں مشغول نہ ہونا اس لیے کہ وہ لوگ خدا کے مقابلے میں تمہارے ذرا بھی کام نہیں آ سکتے. Ah, what a beautiful nasihat he gave. Yusuf bin Hussein says that one time I was in the company of Hazrat Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullah Alayh when he said, son, with love and affection he's called him son. He said, put yourself right. This connection between you and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, make it right. This connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, make an effort and put it right. And then don't let anything disturb that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Don't let anything distract you from that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Don't let anything distance you from that Allah. He says, whatever people say about you, don't pay attention to it. Because they will not be able to help you. Whatever the people say about you, don't let that distract you from this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because they will not be able to come to your assistance on the day of Qiyamah. They will not be able to help you in the grave. They will not be able to help you get salvation and najat. So you have this connection with Allah Ta'ala right. After that, if somebody speaks good of you or they speak bad of you, now don't start following those statements that they made. Don't start worrying about all what they said and then trying to take revenge or trying to somehow find justification for what you have done. All those things just waste your good valuable time. He says, you build up this taluk with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala of such a kind that your heart remains attached with Allah Ta'ala. If somebody expresses a good opinion, then make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Immediately look into your heart and then say, oh Allah, this is your sattari, this is your shan of sattari, that you concealed so much of my weakness from the gazes of these people, that they are looking at one or two good actions of mine and they are expressing some good opinion. Ya Allah, this is your fazal. Otherwise in reality I am not worthy of anything. It is your fazal, your ihsan. Increase your shukr on that. If they are expressing a good opinion, increase your shukr. Because as my Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, he says, that if a person experiences some kind of pride in his heart, so then what he must do is on the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he must increase his shukr. Because shukr is sabab-e qurb of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now these are the Ahlullah. See, in a small statement, what great lesson for those people who normally remain worried, what must we do, what must we do. He said, when you're increasing your shukr, then shukr is sabab-e qurb. When a person increases his shukr, so then this is a sabab-e qurb, means it brings one closer to Allah Ta'ala. Because he's making shukr of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, so he's getting closeness of Allah Ta'ala. He's appreciating those bounties of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala won't increase those ni'mats if he was displeased. If Allah Ta'ala himself saying that I will increase those ni'mats, and lam taqid ba nun taqid saqila, with emphasis, great emphasis, definitely, most certainly, if you're going to make shukr, then Allah Ta'ala says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So shukr is sabab-e qurb. Takabbur is sabab-e bud. When the person is proud, he's arrogant, he's got fakhar in him, then he's already a gada. Because in fakhar is fakhara. So in Urdu, fakhar, fakhar. But if you take the fa out, then it's khar. So you say fa means pas in Arabic, so. And khar means donkey. So you have become a donkey. So if you got pride, then that word itself shows that this person has become a donkey. So fakhar is sabab-e-bod. It distances the person from Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan was so close, but he became so distant because of his fakhar, because of his pride. So if any kind of thought comes into the heart, sometimes those thoughts are on the outside, but it appears as if they are in the inside. Like how the fly is sitting on the mirror, so it will appear as if the fly is inside the mirror, but it's not inside the mirror, it's outside the mirror. If it was inside the mirror, then how could we have killed it with a sword? So it's definitely outside. So like that, sometimes it's just the whisperings of shaitan, it's wasawis. So ignore it and increase the shukr. So therefore here he says that shukr is sabab-e qurb and fakhr is, or fakhr is sabab-e bod. So Hazrat Zunnun Misri Rahmatullah Ali says that you put your taluk with Allah Ta'ala right. After that, don't worry about what people are saying. Yes, if they say something good about you, then make shukr over it. And make dua that, Ya Allah, the good opinions that these people are expressing about me, it is with your fazal. So let the reality of those good opinions come within me. That means they are only seeing some outside actions and some outside deeds and some bayan and some waaz and some namaz and some charities and some other good deeds. So Ya Allah, these good deeds which they are seeing, it is all on the outside, which they are seeing with their eyes. But now you put the reality and the haqiqat of that good opinion into me. That means make me like that, what they think of me. And if they are talking bad and ill of you, so then at that time check what they are saying. This I have mentioned many times, that don't get angry immediately. See what that person said about me. See that what statement that person made about me. The Ahlullah did not look at things in that light. If some statement is made, then look into that statement. What he is saying about me, is it the truth or is it a lie? If he is saying that you are proud, you are arrogant, you are jealous, you are filled with malice, you got greed, you got this, you got that, you are a liar, you are a cheat, you are a thief, whatever he says. Now check within the heart, do I have those traits within me or not? Now if we do have it, then make shukr that Allah Ta'ala used an enemy to bring to our attention our weakness. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala uses enemies to bring to our attention our weakness. Our weaknesses, some enemy brings it to our attention. So make shukr of Allah Ta'ala that at least He brought it to your attention. So now rectify. Thank that person. I'm grateful to you for informing me of my weaknesses, of my shortcomings. make dua that Allah Ta'ala give me hidayat. But if it is not the truth, then ignore it. Then go on with your life. Keep that taluk with Allah Ta'ala just as it was before. Now don't cut off from there and start chasing after some kind of revenge. What is it going to help at the end of the day? You're only going to disturb your sukoon and your tranquility and this connection with Allah Ta'ala, which is priceless. You cannot put a price tag on this connection and taluk with Allah Ta'ala. The person who's got Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his heart, he's got no time to wish. So he says, apna hal Allah Ta'ala ke saath durust kar lo, phir tumko koi cheez udhar se na hata sakegi. اور مخلوق تمہارے بارے میں جو کچھ کہے اس میں مشغول نہ ہونا اس لیے کہ وہ لوگ خدا کے مقابلے میں تمہارے ذرا بھی کام نہیں آ سکتے. Everything is happening from above. You build your تعلق with Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala is putting through some test, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was criticized, he was mocked, he was teased, he was called all kinds of names, all kinds of labels were put upon him. He was called sahir, jadugar. Now imagine somebody has to call us a jadugar. How angry we get. Just go and tell any woman or tell any person that you are the one that did jadu. And see how much of anger comes in ourselves. We want to blow that person's head off. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was called sahir, magician. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was called majnoon. Ha, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being called majnoon. But what did he do? So therefore, don't worry about what titles people give. Look at ourselves. Where are we? So he says that these people will not be able to help you in any way. Don't worry about that. Khuda ke muqable mein tumhara zara bhi kaam nahi aa sakta. Yes, I was saying that if Allah Ta'ala is putting a person through some test, because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's awliya, they will have those who are their enemies. Every wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must have enemies. Every nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had enemies. But then many, many a times those same enemies will become bosom pals and friends. And they will sacrifice everything after that for that same nabi and for that same wali. But there is a period of test that Allah Ta'ala puts His walis through. So at that time now they must not distance themselves from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, remain connected. Aur jab tumhara hal Allah Ta'ala ke saath durust ho jayega, to phir Allah Ta'ala apne raaste ki is taraf tumhari hidayat farmayenge. And when your connection will come right with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then He will give you guidance on His path. After that you will move very fast on that path, because you're getting guidance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now. And in every matter you will see very clearly whether this is beneficial or harmful. The person will get hidayat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him direction. Allah Ta'ala will give him basirat. Allah Ta'ala will give him firasat, noor e iman. Now the person will see in the light of this, because his taluk with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is correct. Aur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki sunnat ki iqtida karna, aur zahir shariat ki, aur apne aap ko galat hal ke daave se bachana, isliye ke aksar muridin ko unke daavi hi ne halak kar diya. He says, and be very paband of shariat. Be very paband of shariat and of the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And abstain from making loud and bold claims about being in a certain category and certain level and certain stages. Because most of the murids, he says, it is their false claims which has destroyed them. They just make a little bit of zikr and start making claims as if they are now flying in the air and they are of the awliya-i siddiqeen. They get a little bit of kayfiyat in some zikrullah, or they get a little bit of kayfiyat in some namaz, or a little bit of kafiyat in some tilawat of the Quran Sharif, and they will completely forget all those weaknesses and shortcomings that is in them. And they will start making loud and bold claims, ki ab main bhi pahunch gaya. So as some wali said, indeed pahunch gaya, wasil ho gaya. Lekin kahan pahunch gaya? He said, jahannam mein pahunch gaya. Pahunch gaya, no doubt. He said, maybe pahunch gaya, I reached. He said, indeed you reached, but where did you reach? You reached jahannam. Because you have now taken your gaze off your akhlaq and your muamlat and your muasharat and everything else. There's so much of weakness in our lives. Where can we claim to be of those awliya siddiqeen? But don't lose hope also. If Allah Ta'ala gives some kafiyat, then make shukr even over that kafiyat, because it is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Make qadr of it. That at least Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us some taste and some enjoyment in His ibadat, in His zikr, in His tilawat, for encouragement that we move on further. But as I mentioned the other day, and for those people who were not there in that morning majlis, that if the person is traveling to Cape Town, then his destination is Cape Town. His destination is not the Karoo, which is dry desert. It is not the Karoo. So, but he's going to pass that route, so he must not stop there. If he sees only thorns and bushes, he must not stop there. He must continue, because after some time he's going to come onto the garden route. And now he will get the fragrant flowers, the enjoyment of the garden route. If he stopped where there was thorns and bushes, then he would have lost out. And if he said everything is dry land here, and there's no enjoyment, no fun, no pleasure, no happiness, so therefore give it up, then he would not have reached Cape Town. But he continued, now he's going to pass the garden route, the beautiful garden route. But if he's an intelligent person, then he won't even stop there, because that is not his destination. So those stages of qabz, where the person doesn't want to make salat, doesn't want to make zakat, give zakat, or doesn't want to make tilawat, or is feeling down and low, although he's making namaz and zikr and tilawat, but he doesn't seem to be getting any kind of kafiyat and enjoyment. So just think that he's passing through the Karoo. Now when he's getting the kafiyat and enjoyment and happiness and pleasure, and then think that now this is the garden route, but he's not going to stop here, because that's not his destination. His destination is Cape Town. So he must carry on. So our destination is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's raza, Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, Allah Ta'ala's happiness, Allah Ta'ala's qurb, Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat, Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. So don't stop anywhere. Carry on. So it says, make iqtida of sunnat. Aur apne aap ko galat ahwal ki daave se bachana. Don't make loud claims for nothing. Because most of the murids, they got lost in the claims. They didn't reach anywhere, and they started claiming that we have reached somewhere. They forgot to check that how are our dealings, how is our relationship with our wives and children and family members. Just those tears in the majlis of zikr is not sufficient. When we are at home, what are we? When we are in our businesses, what are we? When we are our clients and customers, what are we? When nobody is watching us at that time, what are we watching? On the streets, what are we looking at? At the airports and in the aeroplanes, where are our gazes? What enjoyment are we taking? Isn't our nafs stealing? Isn't haram pleasures are coming into our hearts? So the murid who is haq, sincere, then he is checking all the time different departments. If a person is a manager or is a managing director of a business, and he is in charge of the entire business, and the business has got different departments there. Clothing department, grocery department, hardware department, this department, that department. But he is in charge, he is at the head. So it is his duty to check in all the departments that everything is going right. He has to check all the departments. So like that, this murid is checking all the different departments. that my muamalat, my dealings, my etiquettes, my morals, my behavior, my character is all functioning right. Where am I going? Which direction am I heading? اور فرمایا کہ اپنے آپ کو نوراد متصلہ سے بچانا اس لیے کہ نفس ان کا خوگر ہوتا ہے اور نظر اس چیز میں کرنا چاہیے جس چیز میں تمہارے نفس کی مخالفت ہو. Now look at this, what he says. He says, even if your shaykh has given you certain awrad and wazaif, then must read this 100 times, read this 1,000 times, read this so many times, and sit in this manner and read this many times. Now whatever he gave, he says that these days what happens is that the murid seems to give so much of importance to what the shaykh has given in the form of awrad and wazifa, that he forgets to see his namaz, roza, zakat, hajj and all the other things. What the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif makes farz and compulsory and wajib, then he is not concerned about those wajibat, he is not concerned about those fara'is, those obligations, he is not concerned about those sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The only thing that he thinks will get him there is that wazifa. Therefore you will find many, many people who will not even make salat. Fajr time they won't be there in the masjid, or they won't even make the salat. Many women will neglect their salat. They will neglect the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. They will neglect their farz duties. Many men will neglect their farz duties. But they will say that I am pabund with my wazifa. What kind of pabund is there of that wazifa in which the person is neglecting all the fara'is and wajibat? The whole purpose of that wazifa was to put that person onto that fara'is and wajibat. But whisperings of shaitan again, that the person gets a kind of satisfaction inside his heart that I completed the ma'mulat which my shaykh gave to me, that must read 100,000 times this. So the person will read that 100,000 times. Whereas in these days, over-reading sometimes dehydrates the brains. Then the person goes mad and majnoon, and people think he became waliullah because he's talking all rubbish now. Then he says he's getting tajalli, whereas it is actually that bijli that has knocked his head off. So he says that those wazaif, they have got a place. Read those wazifas. But don't let that become the cause of you neglecting your fara'is, your wajibat, your obligations, your responsibilities, your duties. Don't let it be the cause of that. Some people are making a lot of ibadah, they're doing a lot of deen work. But then we forget to look at the other side, that how much of negligence there is in our relationships, in our attitude with people, in our akhlaq, how much of weakness and shortcoming. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the perfect human being. He was the perfect abd of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You will never find any kind of weakness or shortcoming or deficiency in any department of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life. And those who are the true awliya siddiqeen, this is what they will always do too. There will be a balance in their lives. They will always look at all sides. It will be not just one track, that the line in which you're getting enjoyment, so now you forget about all the other things. Why? Because I'm getting enjoyment in it. So this is great nasihat, and it is for people like us who want to get connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Aur ye bhi farmaya, dekho, khabardar logo ki madah se sukoon na hasil karna aur unke radd o qubool se ghabrana mat, isliye ki ye sab patta o tariq hai, balki sukoon e qalbi apne un ahwal se hasil karna جن کے ساتھ تم متصف ہو اور وہ بھی مخفی طور پر کلم کھلا نہیں. What a beautiful nasihat. He says, with the people's praises, don't get lost. Don't get carried away. Don't go on to the seventh heaven just because somebody praised you. And if they criticize, then don't be disappointed and say, hi, now what must I do? Everybody is criticizing, everybody is talking bad about me. everybody is cut up with me and everybody is snubbing me. Check ourselves, where am I going wrong? If I am not going wrong, I am doing whatever is right, but just that people cannot accept haq and they want to distance themselves because it is very, very bitter pill to swallow. The whole house wants to watch the television and they got it full blast, the music there. Now this one young person, he is trying to tell them that look, this is not right. Or it's a wedding, it's a walima, or it's some other occasion, there's music playing, there's photography, there's everything. Now the person is finding it difficult to convey whatever is the truth, because people are not prepared to accept, and they're making a mockery of him, and they are treating him like an outcast. He's finding himself alone. So now at that time, don't say, what all these people are all criticizing me, and everybody seems to have ganged up against me, and I'm trying to tell them what is right. Of course, first you must see the occasion. Whatever you do, whatever you say, the occasion must be right to say those things. Certain places you must not say anything, just make dua and get away from there. Because you might say something, and if they're going to make statements of kufr, then that's worse. So the person has to be intelligent enough to understand what is to be said and where it should be said. But if the occasion is right and he said the right thing at the right time with the right niyat in the right place, but still the whole crowd got into opposition, or they start criticizing or ridiculing or mocking, or they say, so then the person must not get concerned now. Why everybody against me? Nothing. It's for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then what you worry? Allah Ta'ala will give you his qurb and muhabbat. So he says, if people criticize, then don't get disappointed. Don't feel snubbed. Don't feel distanced from Allah Ta'ala. Because these people, they are going to delay your arrival at your destination. If you are going to worry about all that tarif and the madah and all those praises and you get lost in there, then too you will be delayed getting this connection with Allah Ta'ala. And if you are going to worry about all that criticism and that ridicule and that mockery and the teasing and the laughing and the joking, then too you will be delayed in this connection with Allah Ta'ala. And the intelligent person does not wish to be delayed in reaching his destination. The person wants to get there to his destination. When the person has set out to reach a certain destination, he does not want to be delayed. He is an intelligent person. So no matter how beautiful the first class lounge at the airport, but he doesn't say, now I'm going to take tomorrow's flight because this first class lounge is very comfortable. So I think, what's the sense of catching the flight now? I will be here, you all carry on, because the lounge is very comfortable. I'll catch tomorrow's flight. We haven't heard of any intelligent person delaying because the lounge was very comfortable. And we haven't found any intelligent person delaying because the lounge was uncomfortable. If he was in a lounge where everything is crowded because flights were delayed and the passengers are all sleeping here and sitting there and standing there, then too he wants to get into the first flight to reach his destination. So the intelligent person wants to get to his destination. He must not be disappointed. He must not be distracted. He must look at his goal. He must look at his destination. And then we take one last nasiha tawfiz and conclude for today. Us ghar mein har qisam ki khair hi khair hai, jis ghar ki kunji tawazu hai. Aur us ghar mein shar hi shar hai, jis ghar ki kunji kibr hai. In that home there's khair hi khair, nothing but goodness. The key to which door of that house is nothing but tawazu, humility. If you have humility in you, and you have tawazu in you, then in that home there is nothing but khair. If everybody in that house has got humility, how much of khair they will be. If something happens, say, sorry, I'm wrong. Okay, sorry, okay, I'm wrong. Right, you, whatever you said, you are right. Finish. Now indeed I am wrong. But that must be with the heart. The tawazu must be from the heart. Tawazu is a sifat of the heart. If there is real tawazu in the heart, then there will be peace in that home. And that home in which the people have all got pride, or that person has got pride, sometimes just one person, but he makes the life of the entire household hell. That whole household, everybody, they suffer hell, hellfire, because this one person is a hellfire himself. So he says that that person who's got tawazu, then that home will be khair hi khair. And one thing that earlier he said, which I slipped up, He says, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives somebody some kind of ahwal, then enjoy it. But enjoy it makhfi, within yourself. Our mashayikh, our shuyukh, they sometimes mention certain kayfiyat and certain ahwal. There is a reason why they mention that. It's not out of pride. But they want to give some encouragement to those who are taking that road towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That don't be disappointed, don't feel tired, don't give up, don't lose hope. Just go on, keep trying, make the effort, and inshallah you will get these type of ahwal and you get these type of kayfiyat. So for encouragement's sake, sometimes they say, and to give some kind of itminan to those who have become bayat upon their hands. That so and so saw this dream, that person saw this dream, or he saw some dream, he mentions it. But now we mustn't make naqal of that, because we are not in that level, so now every murid starts making naqal of that. That I had this kayfiyat, I had that kayfiyat, I had that kayfiyat. We must look at our whole entire life and see that whether we were deserving of those kayfiyat. And we will find that we were not deserving. It was just Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan upon us that He gave us a little taste of that kayfiyat. So make shukr and keep on making the effort. So this last part for tonight where he says that if there is tawazu, then that house, there will be nothing but khair there. Nothing but khair. And if you really look at it, this is where our area of weakness is, that we don't have tawazu. It's just our loud and bold claims of humility, that I'm a very mutawazi person. But just bump that person a little bit and see where his tawazu goes. Give him one bump and see where the tawazu goes. Accidental bump and then see what happens. Hazrat Dr. Abdullah Isaw Rahmatullah Alayh, he says there was one young person and everybody was talking very highly of him, that very, very pious young person. His namaz also, very beautiful namaz with tawazu is to make. And his zikr also and everything. He says to maybe mutmain ho gaya. I say, I also got convinced that yes, definitely this young person is really very pious person. Look at how much of tawazu with which he makes namaz, with what khushu and khuzu. And he seems like he's like the Bayezid Bustami of the time, or Junaid Baghdadi of our time. He says, one elderly person who was semi-blind or had some deficiency or weakness in his sight, he was walking and this person was busy with his wazifa or engaged in his zikr. And accidentally, he says, he bumped into him. And he says, I got shock of my life, the language that this young person used against that old man. It's the language that he used, he says, I got the shock of my life. That is this the tawazu that this person has got? And is this what we really thought of him? So what we were really looking at is his namaz. We were just what looking at is his wazifa. But there was no sign of tawazu in his life. There was no humility. If it was there, then he should have held that old man's hands. He should have caught the legs of that old man and asked him, you sure you didn't get hurt? You all right? And if there is a deficiency in his sight, then hold his hand and get him to wherever he was supposed to be going. That was the tawazu. And then tell him, I'm sorry, I sat on your way. That was tawazu. Imagine if we get akhlaq like that, then will there be war all the time in the masajids and in the madaris and in the khanqahs and everywhere else in the haram sharif? How much of fights go on there? So my dear brothers, the purpose again of this majlis is nothing but islah. And wallah, the day we make our islah, when we defeat this nafs, when we shoot and kill the nafs-e ammara, and then we bring it to the level of nafs-e lawwama, and then even further than that, and nafs-e mutmainna, then we will find sukoon in our lives. Inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی کائنڈ کمپیشنٹ موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ، فور گیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Ya Allah, no department of our life is according to the Sharia and the Quran and the Sunnah. Ya Allah, hum us oont ki tarah se hai ki jiski koi kal seedhi nahi hai. Ya Allah, we are like the dog's tails which never become straight. Ya Allah, but we have great hope in you. You are dearly loving. Oh Allah, you love to forgive the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo karte hain. Mere pyare aqa, mere rabbe kareem, ab to hamare haal par raham farma le. Ya Allah, kab tak hum munafiqana chal chalenge? How long, oh my Allah, are we going to remain sinners on the surface of the earth? How long are we going to remain like the hypocrites? Ya Allah, how long are we going to remain distanced from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, ab to hume apna bana le aur tu hamara ban ja. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, heart and mind. اے اللہ ہماری زندگی کے ہر شعبے کو درست کر دے. اے اللہ, give us the توفیق to reform and change our entire lives, to bring all actions of our lives according to the Quran and the Sunnah. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our heart with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that it becomes extremely easy to do everything that's pleasing to you, and oh Allah, extremely easy to give up everything that is displeasing to you. Give us himmat, oh my Allah. Give us himmat and courage. Ya Allah, give us the realization that in your disobedience there is nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and all kinds of problems. Ya Allah, hame apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله